From Alaska Public Media, this is State of Art. Welcome to State of Art, your weekly dose of Anchorage arts and culture. I'm Ammon Swenson. Coming up, I speak with the leads of Anchorage Opera's upcoming production of Scalia Ginsburg. The story examines the relationship between the late Supreme Court Justices Antonin Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. While the two differed politically, they shared a love of opera. Performances are Friday, February 2nd and Saturday, February 3rd at 8 p.m. and Sunday, February 4th at 4 p.m. in the Sydney Lawrence Theater. I'm joined by Dane Suarez, who plays Scalia, and Rachel Policar, who plays Ginsburg, to find out more about the show's Alaska premiere. Suarez speaks next.
What I found was funny when I was trying to do research learning more about Scalia himself was by watching interviews. It was strange to me because he's a pretty soft-spoken man who had a lot of big things to say. But opera, we have an exaggerated reality, right? Like, particularly in this story, which takes place in a specific time, but the story that we're telling is kind of like a reflection on his life. And so Ruth kind of appears as almost like a supernatural character that, like, she shows up. And so it's really interesting the way that we tell the story, in that you learn about them, but you also learn about the reasons why, that even though while so different, how they were able to come together to fight for a thing that they both believed in from different sides of the coin, I guess.
I think what's special about this piece is there are tremendous moments of comedy, and then there are these really, really beautiful heartfelt moments. So it kind of – the storytelling really does a great job of taking you through all of the emotions that you could possibly feel about these people. And it really explores – so many different layers of what their friendship means. And, you know, you mentioned the two sides of the coin. It's really the foundation of our – of our nation, of what this country was founded upon, the bipartisanship. And yes, we're going to see the world differently, but we use our commonalities to solve a problem together. And that's really, I think, the thread of the storytelling, is this beautiful yin and yang, and how they didn't see that as a bad thing. That was such a beautiful, good thing for them. So there's so much heart in this piece.
Well, Rachel, I was reading in your bio that, you know, this RBG role is kind of becoming one of your signature ones. Can you kind of tell me about that, and maybe how your relationship with, you know, RBG, the character, and maybe the real person kind of shifted as you've been portraying her in this opera?
Yeah. So I'm a petite woman, and I bear a slight resemblance to Ruth. It was really fun when it was first presented to me as something that somebody was interested in having me perform. And the first time I did it was with Dane at Penn Square Opera in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And it was my second time returning to the stage post-shutdown, but it was actually the first show that I did after losing my father. And, you know, this show does also touch on loss. Mm-hmm. And then when I really started learning about Ruth, the amount of loss and trauma and grief that this woman had to fight through and overcome while still achieving the incredible things that she achieved, I was really struck by just her strength. And I think we all know that she's a strong woman, but I don't think that we know the depth of that strength. Mm-hmm. Like, while she was in law school, she was raising a family. She was nursing her husband through cancer and helping him with his degree so that he could finish school while he was going through this horrible thing. And she still found time to, I don't know, sleep and, like, be a human being. So she truly was a superwoman. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing to portray. And it's also a big responsibility. Those are gigantic shoes to fill for a, you know, very tiny woman. But it's been really fun. And every time I've done it, you know, you find something new, something that just kind of tugs at a different heartstring.
Yeah. Well, you know, Dane, how would you say the role of Scalia kind of compares to other characters you've done? I feel like in an operatic, you know, kind of sense, it's got to be a little different than some of the maybe more traditional, you know, male leads or whatever that you might have portrayed.
Yeah, absolutely. As a tenor, I play a lot of poets and lovers and princes. So I don't consider Scalia those things. However, what's interesting is that this opera has a lot of operatic quotes. Derek Wang through, again, through their relationship that was really, I guess, enriched by opera. To tell the story, you'll hear, like, sometimes it's even just a measure long, you'll hear a little quote of another opera. And so he uses opera within the opera to kind of tell the story. And I love that. And so for that reason, in this opera, I get to sing Puccini. And I get to sing all of these things that I'm used to singing on top of some things that I'm not used to singing, like a Handel aria and a more almost the final duet between Ruth and Scalia, really kind of like the climax of the show, is this like stripped down, bare bones, almost choral like yeah. duet that there's just so much range for each of the characters in this. And so while I would say honestly, it's a really hard show to cast, that you have to be able to have a lot of versatility for each of the singers, for the two of us, and also for the third performer, who is the commentator, kind of based on the commendatore from Don Giovanni. But yeah, so there are a lot of parallels and things like that. However, this character in particular is not one that I usually play. I don't play a lot of character roles, more romantic lead. So yeah. it's a fun challenge.
Yeah, totally. Well, you know, kind of speaking of the music, you know, as far as I understand, you know, each character kind of presents with maybe different styles that are representative of, you know, kind of more of their character background and stuff like that. So could you kind of maybe speak to the differences, I suppose, between Scalia and RBG and the musical styles that you each kind of portray?
It's funny. My host family asked me, so you know, are you the lead role? Do you sing the most? And I was like, no, we all sing a ton.
Yeah, pretty equally.
Pretty equally. Yeah. And so it's a big lift for all three of us. And we all sing from the very bottom of our range to the very top of our range and everything in between. And the Ruth's character utilizes so many different vocal styles. We sing operatically, of course. Then there's some musical theater. There's gospel. There's jazz. There's some straight up belting going on. So, you know, it's a fun challenge. And it's so cool. The times when he employs these different styles, Derek Wang, the composer, brings out different aspects of these characters. You know, as Dane mentioned, Ruth sort of has this supernatural presence in a way. And so it's kind of a larger than life portrayal of this woman. So, you know, at the moment when she busts out into gospel, it makes perfect sense because, you know, she's preaching. She has something to say, you know, and you got to listen. And then he uses these really cheeky operatic quotes for some comedic relief. And then these lush lines for the heart of the piece. So there are all these facets of their personalities that we see quoted with these different styles. And definitely with Scalia, too, you go on these huge journeys. You know, when he's blustering, we get something different. And same with Ruth. And so it's cool.
Yeah. And I think that that's kind of what I was actually getting at earlier, was that with Scalia, again, while I saw him to actually be quite soft-spoken, that is not how the role is written, actually. And so we find him in this moment where, when you meet him, I sing this Handelian aria that is a rage aria with lots of coloratura and two high Cs and, like, all this stuff in the first moment of the opera. And kind of that lets you know what space we're in. And then all of a sudden, like, everything shifts. And then my next big moment is, as I said, more of a, like, a Puccini-esque aria. Mm. And so we kind of see this almost softening of him throughout the opera, even though there's always just that underlying,
like he's got this like boiling underneath
that part.
Him.
Exactly yeah. that. Exactly that. And so, and I think Derek expertly finds ways to quote in those ways. And then also some of Derek's writing is so beautiful that that's kind of where the story is being told. I think that the little connective tissue there.
And honestly, like some of these little musical quotes, there's no other word for it. It's adorable. Mm-hmm. And you get to see these really sweet moments between these two characters that I think people are always surprised by that part of it.
You mentioned that this isn't the first time that you've played these roles together. How do you think that maybe that influenced, you know, successive performances, maybe having that relationship already established?
Oh, I mean,
when Rachel and I met, we were like, how have we not met sooner? We have so many similar interests. We have very similar, just like
everything
about us is very, very similar, other than you were teens and I am not.
This is also true. we like immediately bonded. Yeah. And so I think finding those moments in the piece was the most fun for us. Mm-hmm. And this time, you know, we kind of know the roadmap. So I feel like we're just able to just turn everything up to a 15 and really play
in the space.
Yeah, refine all those little bits and stuff.
Yeah, and take more risks, you know, like moments of staging that, of course you do it full out when you're performing, but when you return to a moment a second time, I don't know, I find that I'm a little more free to sort of see how far I can take it. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's the joy of the rehearsal process, which for me, I mean, I love the performing, but the rehearsal process is just utter delight because it's finding the extremes. It's how much is too much and how little is too little and where do we balance?
Like some productive play.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
And Josh Shaw, who's directing this, this is – so Rachel just did it with him, and I actually did it with him at another company about a year ago. So it's so funny the way that all these parts have come back together. And his take on this piece, I think, is – no offense to anyone else, but it's my favorite portrayal of this. It's my favorite way to tell the story. Mm-hmm. He is very creative and really knows how to connect with an audience, and I think he does that super, super well. And so it's so lovely to return to it with Rachel doing Josh's production.
So. And he's so collaborative.
Like, so collaborative,
you know, yes. We'll be in rehearsal and we'll be like, I have a crazy idea. Do you think this could work? And
it's like, I need a bucket of popcorn here. And he's like, show me. And then I did it. And he was like, okay, yeah, definitely. Like, cool.
Like, that's so fun, yeah. Too. And, you know, he mentioned that he's done it with Josh previously, and as have I. But the cast that we have together, we all did it together, including the same commentator and conductor in Lancaster in 2021. So we're getting the band back together in a sense.
Yeah. So it sounds like Anchorage's premiere will be nice and refined.
Absolutely.
And it's not like you're getting anybody new to the show.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't really have too much left for you, but, you know, to kind of wrap it up, you know, what are you most excited about, you know, the audiences experiencing from this opera? You know, we'll start with you, Rachel.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to people being surprised by what they see on stage. As I said before, you know, I think the reason this piece is so important and why it works so well is because their relationship truly highlights what it really means to be an American and what our nation was founded on. And I think that it is really important to remind people that we can see the world very, very differently and still find common ground for the good of everyone. And I think I'm most excited for people to see that on the operatic stage in this setting with these iconic characters. I think people are always, at least in my experience, audience members are always surprised by how moved they are. Mm. So I can't wait to come off stage and greet people and hear what they have to say about that experience.
Similarly, there are operas that I love to perform because I love to sing them and I love to embody the roles and such. And with this opera in particular, the audience response is always honestly, the thing that makes me feel the greatest. And so it's so funny that you say that talking to audience members after performances, they always thank me for telling the story. It's so interesting. People don't usually say that when I perform Boheme or when I'm performing all of these normal things. But for this, they're like, thank you so much for telling the story. And so that is a really, I think that just says a lot about the piece. And with that, I think what's so amazing about this is it's a fantastic first opera for folks in that it is a short night. There's no intermission. So you get there, you go through the thing. Well, how long is it?
It's about an hour.
About an hour, yeah. I want to say.
It's not a drag at all.
Not at all. Mm-mm. And so it's a great night out to be able to go and do something. And then I know that some performances include talkbacks and things like that, but having a chance to connect with the audience is great. So I think it's wonderful for a first-time audience. It's in English, obviously. There are projected titles, and so you can really follow along and make sure you catch all of the jokes, which are often wordplay.
Yeah.
And so it's really fun to be able to read along. But additionally, for opera lovers, it's a fantastic opera because of all of the quotes and things like that. And so I think that this opera, I think that's really the brilliance of it, is that it's perfect for first-time and for long-time lovers.
That was Dane Suarez and Rachel Policar. They're playing the late Supreme Court Justices Antonin Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg in Anchorage Opera's upcoming production of Scalia Ginsburg. Performances are Friday, February 2nd and Saturday, February 3rd at 8 p.m. and Sunday, February 4th at 4 p.m. in the Sydney Lawrence Theatre. And that's all the time we have for you today. Find us on the web at alaskapublic.org, the Alaska Public Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ammon Swenson. Thanks for listening.
State of Art is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Theme music is Spring Breakup by Termination Dust. Get in touch with the host by sending an email to soa@alaskapublic.org.